Okay, let's finish up Nachum. Nachum, Paragimel, the third and final parak of Nachum, where he continues talking about Ashur. We know Nineveh, specifically Ashur in general, that is what Nachum is about, the downfall of Nineveh and Ashur, which is because of what they did to Am Yisrael and the ultimate paying back of Mida Keneged Mida. Hoy Ir Damim, says Nachum, woe to the city of blood, Ir Damim. Right, the Malbim points out that this is the second section of Nevuah in Nachum. If you remember, the Malbim had said that there are two parts, Perek Aleph and Beis, is Masa Nineveh, which is really from the historical perspective, says the Malbim, from secular sources. And this Perakim, which we're about to have, is what's called Chazon Nachum. That is in Chazal. That's exactly what Nebuchadnezzar did to Nineveh and the like. So Ir Damim, but now first he's saying, why were you punished, so to speak, like this? Why will you be punished? Because you're a city of blood. Kula kachash. It's all kachash. It's all thievery and lying. The Malbim says, Kfir Bakadosh Baruch Hu, but maybe that's connected. Kfir Bakadosh Baruch Hu leads to lying. The Rinas Yitzchak points out an irony that we know the Gemara even tells us that when Nineveh did tshuva 150 years before from Yonah, Yonah went and told them, and they did tshuva. The Gemara specifically says that they went above and beyond based on what the was required, right? Like Gezel, the halacha was takanas meiris. If somebody steals a board and builds it into his house, he does not have to give back the board, mishum takana, and just pay back. But they, what did they do? Tainas tezayin, afilu gazal meiresu b'na'o bebira. Even if they would steal a board and build it into the house, makakei abira, they would knock down the whole house, machzir lebala. They went so out of the way, lefni mishuras hadin. But what happened? The Yalkut and Yonah says, right afterwards, after 40 days, they already went back. They already returned. Even if somebody does such an amazing tshuva, if we're not, again, there's a machlokas. Some say that they didn't do such an amazing tshuva. Rabbi Yochanan in the Yerushalmi and Tainas argues, they only returned what was bechapeyem, but they didn't return what was b'shita tevo migdal. They didn't. But even if you did, even if you take the impression from our Gemara that they did an amazing tshuva, but you see from here that it doesn't stay. Right? Al tamen ba'atzmecha ad yomoscha. Chazal tell us, and it doesn't matter who somebody is. That's the Gemara in Maseches Brachos that we know of. The Gemara tells us, Adaf Chaf Tes Amid Aleph. The Gemara there is talking about Shmuel HaKatan, that Shmuel HaKatan was in the middle of the Amidah, and he something happened with Velam Al Shinim. So the Gemara said, maybe he was Choserbo. Maybe he was Choserbo, and that's why he stopped. It would have to be Choshed. Amar Abaya Gemiri Tavolo Ave Bisha. No, we assume that somebody who's good will never become bad. Velo, one second, is that true? Vaksiv ubeshuv tzadik mitzidkaso vaasa avel. Right? Hahu rasha. So you see, a tzadik could do avel. Now, hahu rasha meikar. That's only if somebody started out bad. Avel tzadik meikar lo. Somebody who originally was a tzadik will never go bad. Says the Gemara. Really? Velo vatnan. But doesn't it say in Pirkei Avos al tamen baatzmacha ad yom moscha? Do not believe in yourself until the day a person dies. Shahare Yochanan Kohen Gadol shimesh begunu. Gedola, Shmonim Shana, 80 years he was served in the Kuna Gedola position. Ula Basov Naset Stuki, and he became a Stuki. So why aren't we Choshed by Shmuel HaKadon also? So the Gemara says, Huyana Yochanan, Yana Lechavi Yochanan Lechud, Vechulu. The Gemara continues and tries to give answers why Shmuel HaKadon was different. But either way, you see that it doesn't matter what a person does, even if they can do amazing tshuva. They could be Yochanan Kohen Gadol, they could fall. So here too, this city that did such shuva for their gezel fell very soon afterwards and was punished for it. Kula kachad, maybe they were shocked into it from the nevuah of Yonah, but that didn't last too long. Maybe that's also a remnant that shuva meyira doesn't last, right? Shuva me'ava is the ultimate that we have to shoot for. So again, hayir damim kula kachash, perek meleya, full of things that break, lo yamish teref, pray never leave. The city always makes sure that their prey is destroyed. Kol shot v'kol ra'ash ofan. Throughout the city, you hear the call of whips and loud noises of chariots, v'sus doher, and horses that are jumping around, u'merkava merakeda. They're always busy, they're always rushing and involved in attacking. Parash ma'ale, the horseman, raises up his sword, v'lav cherev, u'verak chanis, v'rov chalav, v'kovet pagi. You see all around, there are corpses, there are chalalim. V'en keitza l'gviya, there's no end. V'kashlu b'gviyasam. They just don't care about the oppressed part of society, and they kill them. That's what Nineveh was. Nineveh was a city of murder, city of murderers, not just a city of thieves. city of murder, which could not be let alone by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meirov Zenune Zona Tovas Chein Balas Shafet. Where did it all come from? Because they tricked. They were like a Zona. A Zona tries to seduce and then could show a different side. But here, right, this used as a metaphor that they tried the city of this city of Nineveh and Asher. They tried to make friends with the neighboring countries, and eventually they turned on them. Says Rashi, Meirov Chanufos Ir, She Yodim Lefatos Lev Malchei Aretz Letchaberimam Vesofa Yukovshim Osam Tachteim. They befriended them, and then they overtook them and destroyed them, right? That's where it comes from, and that's why this is going to be, again, the murder of, again, not just what they did to Am Yisrael, but what they did to all the nations. Hamocheres goyim biznunel, you sell the goyim, you sell the nations, or mishpachos bikshafel, using mischievous actions and magic. Murder itself, as it says here that they were guilty of, is a unique avera among the world of averas. Obviously, it's one of the big three. Gilei Arayos, Avodah Zarah, Shfichus Damim. But out of all those three, right, somebody once, the Minchas Asher once had a suffix. It's not discussed in the Gemara. But let's say, the following case, a guy comes over and says, I'll give you a choice. You could do Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayos, Shfichus Damim. You have to do one of them. Which one? And let's say the man knows he's not going to be able to control himself. He's going to have to violate one of them. Which should he do? So the Minchas Asher discussed, based on a number of sources, that Libi Omerlo, that it should be murder, at least, is not the one to do. Maybe based on the Rambam. The Rambam says, in Ilchos Rotzeach, Ushmir Sanefesh, Dalid Tes, talking about Kippah, talking about the quote-unquote jail type of system that's used in Mesachah Sanhedrin. Ve'noson davar zeh l'shar m'chuvei mises bezdin. You don't do this where there's circumstantial evidence and you want to get a murderer off the street. You don't do this. Put him away by other m'chuvei mises bezdin. Elim neschai misam misa noso v'meinu chai misa potron noso. Generally, if there are two eidim with Asra, you kill them. And if not, you let him free. You don't lock him up. Shi'af alpi, why? So why is murder different? Right? Let's just read the previous halacha for a second. The Rambam says, Ha'horeg nefashos v'lo ha'ishne edim. If there weren't two edim, but everybody knows that he killed. Ro'an oso kachas, el ro'o ha'echad achar ha'echad. O sharag b'fnei shne edim b'lo asra. O huchshu edim b'bedikos, lo huchshu b'chakiros. Kol elu ha'ratzchanim. The Rambam calls them murderers. Well, these murderers, konsen oso l'kipa, you put him away. Umachilin oso, it's like the male sota. You give him lechem tsar, umayim lachatz, ache yitzro me'en, until their intestines kind of get smaller. V'acharka b'achilin oso sa'orim, ache yekresim nivgas mikovet acholi. Okay, you do this and it'll eventually cause them to die. So says the Rambam, why don't you do this by any other mises bezdin that you don't have enough adequate aidus for? Even though there are other averes that are even more chamor per se than shvichas damim, murder is not, if somebody murders, they don't get skila. But nothing destroys fabric of society more than murder. Murder is unique. So the Rama, interesting, calls arayos bein adam lakadosh baruch hu. You might have thought certain arayos, at least, or ben adam l'chaveiro also. Maybe he's just talking about certain arayos. V'chol mi sheish b'yado avon zeh, hari hu rasha gamor. V'yin kol ha-mitzvos she'asa kol yamav, shkulin k'neged avon zeh. All these lines of the Rambam, the Rambam himself talking. All the mitzvos that you have are not going to outweigh the avera of murder. V'lo yatzilu oso min adin sh'nemer adam ashuk, bidam nefesh v'gomer. That's the Rambam. The Maritz Chaya says, maybe the Rambam got it from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Unusual Gemara in Sanhedrin, based on the story that we all know. But the Gemara expands upon it. Zayin Amad Aleph. The Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about Aaron HaKohen's actions at the event of Cheta Egel. Says the Gemara, based on the Pasuk, Vayar Aaron Vayivin Mizbeach Lefanav, Aaron built a Mizbeach. The Gemara Darshins, Vayivin Mizbeach, can be reinterpreted. Another level of interpretation. Vayivin Mizbeach, Vayoven Mizavuach. Amar bin Mar Yefes, Amar Abelazar, Ra Achur Shezavuach Lefanav. He saw a chur that was killed, who tried to stop them. But Amar Ilo Shaman Aluhu, if I don't listen to them and build to take their jewelry, Hashta Abdulikida Abdu Bachur, they're going to do to me what happened to Chur Mekayim B, and they will be fulfilling me, the Pazak and Echa, and Mihari bin Mikdash Hashem, Koin Benavi. I'm a Koin, I'm a Navi, they're going to kill me. They'll never have a Takana. Mutav Delevdul Ego, better to build an Ego This is assuming that he knew what it was going to be. Efshar avlu takana b'tshuva. Maybe they'll have a takana b'tshuva. So ask the Mefarshim, what is Avodah Zarah better? Right? Is Avodah Zarah better than this? So the Maariv Chaya says here, maybe based on this Rambam, yes. The Rambam tells us that there's nothing like murder. And if there's nothing like murder, that is the why Aaron HaKohen said, I'd rather get them to do Avodah Zarah than to do murder. So that's where here we have at the beginning of this parak, the reasons Ninveh is punished is because of the gezel and because of the murder. And there's so many of the gvios that you can't even walk around in Ketze L'gvia. We continue Pasakei. Hidden the A Layach Nom Hashem Tzvakos, I'm going to be against you, Hashem says to Ninveh. The Gilesi Shulayach Al Panayach, I will reveal your skirt, right? This is continuing the mashal of the Zona. Vahar esi goyim arech, I'll show the goyim, the nations, your nakedness, umamlachos, klonech, your busha. Vishlachti alayach shikutzim, v'nibaltich, I will throw disgusting things at you. Visamtich karoi, will be like dung. What does that mean? The Abarbanel says, the Eved, the lowly Eved that serves them now, he's going to be the one that's going to be the power that's going to overcome them. And that, of course, is the Nebuchadnezzar. The Abarbanel says, Nebuchadnezzar was an Eved, was a lowly shafel Eved to Melech Ashur, and that's going to be the Giluy of Ervas Ashur Klono when the Eved comes and overtakes. Vaya, and when your destruction comes, nobody's going to want to come near you. They're going to go away from you. Va'amar Shadda Ninveh, they'll say Ninveh has been desolate and destroyed. Mi Yanudla, Me'ayin Avakish Menachemim Lach, where am I going to find Menachemim for you? This is another element of the Puranas. The Mesudas David says, "Ein la ohavim ki hera l'chol ha'akum." They were so bad to all their neighbors, to all the other nations. Nobody wants to be friendly with them. Nobody's connected to them. They have no friends. Nobody's going to be Menachem. Right? That's a double curse. Right? Not only will they be destroyed, but there's not going to be anybody that feels bad for it. Feel bad for them. Radak me'ayin avakish Menachemim l'cha ki kulam smeichim l'mapalatech mebnei harosh asizlam. Everybody's happy that you went down, because you were bad to everybody, to all the nations, and therefore, one has to, nobody's going to mourn for you. Again, when it comes to avelos and mourning, that itself is a nechama. When somebody goes through a hardship, and they know other people feel bad, so that already is makes them feel good. Feel better. That's the whole idea of nicham avelim. When somebody goes through a hardship, somebody comes and says, I care about you. Amakum yinachim eschem. That's the gavus of the mitzvah of Avelos, right? The Avelos is a mitzvah. It's not just a reaction that we can have, that we must have, right? We have to go through Avelos. The Rambam counts it. Where? Which mitzvah? Where is the mitzvah of Avelos counted? The Rambam counts it in the mitzvah of Tumas Kohanim. The mitzvah of Tumas Kohanim, the Sefer HaChinuch in Reish Samach Dalet, has the mitzvah of Tumas Kohanim, and he says, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs Lamed Zayin also counts it. V'zos pa'atzvahi mitzvahs ibol, klomar shekolish b'Yisrael chayev l'sabel al krovo, klomar shisha meisei mitzvah ha'nizkara kasuv. Right, and that's the mitzvah of ibol. Again, not a mitzvah that we want to do, but a mitzvah that we have to do. The Rambam in the Rif hold that the first day is Daraisa, as long as it is the day of death and the day of burial on the same day. Other Rishonim say that it's all Darabanan, Bali Tosfos. There's no Avelos Daraisa, there's no mitzvah, but the Rambam in the Rif hold that there is some type of Avelos that is Daraisa. That's separate than Aninus. Aninus is a pasuk in the Torah by Aaron HaKohen in Parshas Shmini. But again, the idea of Avelos and having people connected, that itself is a Nichum. Rav Soloveitchik says, that's why we say Hamakom Yenachem Eschem Dafka by a Shiva house, according to Ashkenazic custom. It is quoted in the Hare Kedem on Baruch Hamakom Baruchu. Why do we use the name Hamakom Dafka there? Venira, he explains, the Bechol Zman Sheish Inyan Shal Gilui Shechina Yoser Mikafi Amida Vazman. Whenever there is an Inyan of Gilui Shechina more than normal, Kemo B'Shas Tzara Shekavi Yachol Hu Zman Shal Siluk Shechina V'Yafilu Hachi Shechina Se Yisbar Shochenes B'Sochenu Azay Maskir Mesakadosh Baruch Hu B'Torah Amakom L'Horosh Hu Mekomo Shal Olam B'Les Asar Pani Minei. At a time of Tzaris, when we don't feel Hashem is there, we use the name Hamakom to say that He is everywhere. And He is here. U'bechal tzarasam lo tzar, v'lo yazvenu, v'lo yachenu, v'lachei benichem aveilum, Omrim hamakom yinachem. Ve'etzal cholim hamakom yishalach refuah shleima. Ki umakomo shalolam. Ve'gam bezban dinu b'shas sara. Ve'chol tzarasam lo tzari zera. Ve'chol makom bezban kol echad echad chose betzilo shalach kadosh baruch hu. And that's what we do. We recognize hamakom yirachem in achenu. Whenever there is saras, we use hamakom to tell the person who's listening to reflect to them that Hashem is with you, even though you might feel hester upon him. U'kimo chen, Rav Soloveitchik continues, b'shas shaloskim b'chovas sipor shal yitzias mitzrayim me'av leben. When we're talking about sipor yitzias mitzrayim, mitzat teva advarim loy roi l'sapar es ha-sipor gula el ben chacham. Really, why don't you only focus on the chacham? U'mevni midaito sh'roi l'zeh. V'rak hu bilvan m'chiv l'roi z'az atzmo. Kilu hu yatzav al-shar b'banim, the other four banim, that including, you know, Tom and Tipesh, ain't Tom l'sapar them. Why are you telling them? Atoelos yavo m'sipor zeh. L'chein amar Hashem says, Baruch ha-makom. Shekodesh Baruch hu gila shchinaso l'kol echad v'echad mi'yisrael. V'lo raka ben ha-chacham. Hashem was megala to everyone. And therefore, that's why all these sons are included, because Hashem is the Makum Shal Olam, and he has a connection to every Jew, no matter where they are, no matter what son is being discussed. Again, but that is what Nineveh is not going to have. They're not going to have friends. They're not going to have anyone who takes any note of the fact that they were destroyed. Continuing Pazaches. Hateitvi mi no Amon. Are you better than no Amon? Hayosha b'yaorim. That sit amongst the rivers, Mayim Savivla, Asher Chel Yam Yam Chomasa, right? This city, No Amon, a big great city, and it was destroyed. Are you better than that one? What is No Amon? The Abarbanel quotes that the Targum says that it is Alexandria. The Abarbanel does not like that Pshat, because he assumes that Alexandria was a later city. Vamatargim Tirgim, No Amon, Alexandria, Rabasa, Vatamahati Mimanu, Lafish Alexandria Shamitzrayim, Alexandria's Mukdon Yista, Ubana Kamotishim Shana, later. A different city that was in Mitzrayim. Continuing. So, so are you better than No Amon? Kush Atzma Umitzrayim Ve'ein Ketza. Mitzrayim, which is so huge, and these other cities that also Kush Atzma, the you very strong Kush, Umitzrayim Ve'ein Ketza. Put Veluvim Hayubazrosek, all these cities that helped you out, and then they were destroyed. Gamhi Lagola Hochabashevi, they left, they went into exile. Gamolola, Yuruchu, Broshkal Chutzos, their children, Bakal Nichbadea, Yadu Goral, all their honored ones, they met their fate. Vachol Gdolea, Rutku Bazika, and they were all taken away in bondage. Gam Atishkari, so to you will drink the kos of Tar'ela, Tehi Ne'alama, you will be disappear onto a blip of history. Gamat tevakshima ozmi oyev. You'll also ask for strength. Kol mitzarayach teinim im bikurim. But all your strong places will be like figs with bikurim. So bikurim here could mean ready to be right. Bikurim. Right? The Bitzud of Sion says gemar habishol. Meaning ready to be right. Meaning what do you have to do? Im yinov enafla piochel. They just shake the tree and they fall off. That's what's going to happen with you. They're just going to come in. They're going to besiege the city and you're going to be gone and done. It's going to be very easy for them. The Radak says maybe bikurim is also a remez to what we call bikurim, the first fruits. The himshal mitzrayim l'teina sheyisave ha'adam lahem v'lohem v'yoser k'shem bikurim shemitzape adam lahem v'misave yoser. You so much desire and want to bikurim. So v'chein mitzape ha'oyev l'mitzarecha. They're going to desire and want to come. Bikurim is the firsts are always desirous. That's why we give them all to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bikurim and chala and truma and firsts pidyon haben. First are always special, and therefore we have to dafka channel them and give them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that desire is the mashal given here, that the desire of the enemies to come and fight you. And your city is going to be weak. To your enemies, it's going to be very easy to come in and fight. The fire will consume your locks. Right? You think you're a strong nation. Right? This is way before, remember, this nevuah is way before any type of weakness is shown. May Matsar, and this is talking about according to the Malbim, as we said, a future destruction. May Matsar Shavilah, Chazkim of Sarayach. Yeah, you can gather water, you can make yourself strong, it's not going to help. Sham Tochlechesh Tachriche Cherev, the sword's going to cut you, there's going to be fire, you're going to be like the grasshoppers, they're going to have to jump away. Skipping a couple of Sukkim, Min Zarayach Ka'arbe, right, your princes are going to be like locusts, Fatav Sarayach Kegov, Govai, Hachonim Bagaderos, Biyom Kara, Shemesh Zarchav, and Odad, what's going to happen? Those who are like the locusts that are on a gader, and once the sun comes up, they jump away. Nobody knows where they went. They don't leave a mark. That's what's going to happen. Nobody's going to remember anything about Ninveh. Namu ro'echa melech Ashur. Your shepherds are sleeping, king of Ashur. Yishkenu adirecha. Your strong ones, our shachin, are lying down. Nafshu amcha larim. Your nation has been scattered ve'em kabeit, and nobody's going to get them back. Ein keal l'shivrecha. There is no refuah for your shever. The Radak says, refuah, even though refuah is part of the teva, there's a beautiful Rashba, the Rashba in Achuva and Aleph Tuf Yud Gimel, says that refuah is part of teva for us to uncover and for us to use. The same choli that is part of teva, there's refuah that's part of teva, says the Rashba. Ki michesed elyon haye betchila sabriya lahamsi ba'olamo dvarim lahamid briyas hanivraim shem yikre hamikrim kecholayim v'shar asibos yotziyo hanimsoim migedr tivim hashalim yu elu muchanim lachzir malgidram olahamid amabriyusam. There'll be something, these refuos, to get you back, right? And that's what you have to make sure. And Ninveh, you're not going to have it. Ain keala shivracha, nachla makazacha, just gonna be sick. Koshome shemacha, taku kafalecha. Whoever hears what happened will clap. What does that mean? They'll be happy. Because you have no friends. You were bad to everybody, you were evil to everyone. So, as the Radak here quotes other cases in Tanakh of clapping hands, but they'll be happy. Because you're so evil to everyone, so they're all going to be happy that you are finally off the face of human history. Again, obviously also connected to the Yeshua of Am Yisrael, and that's why it is here. Okay, that takes us through Nachum. As from next time, we get into Chavakuk.